The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Welcome back to RBN. This is the John Stat Miller National Intel Report. This is our From Philly subbing in for John. He's under the weather today. If you can help out RBN, they can certainly use any contributions you can help out with. It's really appreciated. And I was talking about continuing to talk about some of the issues with immigration. If you want to call in, the phone number again is 800-313-9443, and we're open to discussing other issues. The reason I was talking about these issues on immigration is to understand how it came about that the 9th District Court of the federal court basically ruled that the big boys get their immigration, and they're allowed to put another 60,000 Americans out of work on the street with immigration labor. So it's interesting to understand how this situation evolved and also see the consequences of it today. Why are they doing it? It's real simple. It makes them a lot of money. If you look at the likes of who is using the H-1B visa immigration, it's Facebook, it's Microsoft, it's Oracle, it's Amazon, all down the line. And what's happening? They're becoming multi-billionaires, okay? Net worth of $20 to $100 billion in that range. And they're getting rich by basically gaming the system. What else does it do for them? By using this immigration labor, it sets them up, makes them wealthy, and creates a situation where they can basically, using mergers and acquisitions, take over and gain more control over the economy of the United States. That's what this is about. This is a continuation of the JFK assassination. There was a book called Taken of America 1-2-3 where they talked about the power control group. This is the same power control group. It's just basically further entrenching itself in the economy of the U.S. They need the H-1B visa immigration. They need uncontrolled immigration illegal, because what it does is it strengthens their position to get filthy rich and puts the expense on the American people and weakens us financially. And that's the intention of what they want to do. Goes back to what President Jefferson said. If the American people ever allow a Federal Reserve Bank, okay, a private bank, to take control, our children will be living in servitude to a country that our forefathers fought for freedom. And we're seeing it happening to us day by day. So I'm trying to bring up these issues to show they're intertwined in the economy as part of the National Intel Report. This is some of the intel I have to allow people to see it. I'm going to continue on the story. If you want to call in, the phone number is 800-313-9443. If you're enjoying the story, I'll keep on going for you. All right, so I was talking about the situation with Senator Daniel Patrick Monahan passing away, his direct involvement identified by Navy officials as being involved with organized crime, and who took over the Senate seat. Okay. Well, before Monahan, Senator Monahan was there, was Robert F. Kennedy, who was assassinated, okay, at the Ambassador Hotel in L.A., owned by the L.A. mobster, whose name I can't remember without looking it up. Jack Dragnos, that's who it was. Now, what happens is John F. Kennedy Jr. passes on due to the accident at Martha's Vineyard, or assassination, however people say it. All right, we have a call from Mark from Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hi, Art. Good to talk to you. Enjoying the show. You're doing a great job. I just wanted to make a comment what you're saying about making money. And it reminded me of a course I took. It was kind of a business technology course for IT students. And it involved a good bit with a book called The Goal. Like a hockey goal, G-O-A-L, and it was written by Dr. Goldratt, G-O-L-D-R-A-T-T, if anybody wants to look that up. And the premise of the book, it's, if I recall correctly, is about, may have been the number one book used by business-type courses, you know, introductory business courses. And the premise of the book was that the number one goal of a business is to make money. Okay, it's not to employ people, to empower the community, to make a better nation. The entire premise was, if you're in business, your singular goal basically is to make money, regardless of the effects it has on anyone. Okay, now I countered that. You had to write an essay about the book. Now I countered that in my course, and as far as I can understand, they quit using the book the next semester. I used the Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. Okay, and I pointed out that the number one goal of a business is not to make money, it is to stay in business. In A Wonderful Life, they didn't have any money, but they got ripped off of the money, and they were going to be in a lot of trouble. And the community came together because they had been so good to the community. The bank had helped the community. The community came together and gave out of their pocket, you know, to keep Jimmy Stewart out of jail, you know, and to refinance the bank. And so my counter was that the number one goal of a business is to stay in business. Now, if a business employs 100 people and they do not make a cent in net profit, they make just enough to cover their bills, and they did not make one penny in net profit, they have still benefited the community by employing 100 people who spend money in the community, et cetera. You follow me? It's a good thing. You don't have to make money to do good things. You know, you just have to. A business just needs to stay in business, and it provides a benefit for society. Okay, and that completely wipes out. wipes out that book. Who has? I think it was written in 1986, and that's been indoctrinated into the executives who run these companies and really every aspect of business, that don't worry about anything. All you need to do is make money. And that's where things have gone wrong in this whole scenario with immigration and business, is all they care about is making money. They're not considering the human aspect of it. And I believe that's all by design. You can, you know, we can talk about that as a whole other show. But I think what the problem is, you know, people have all focused on money, and they have lost compassion. They call us the American consumer. Okay, it's a consumer-based economy, which is I think we should be more of a compassion-based economy, and that would solve a lot of the problems if we just we dropped the consumerism and started with some compassion for our fellow human beings. You follow me?
Yes.
But basically the point is they have indoctrinated brainwashed the people who run these companies into believing that the only thing that's important is making money. You follow me? And that's totally wrong. You know, that's an evil thing. You know, because you're completely you're completely ignoring people.
So can I comment to that?
Please, go ahead.
All right. Also, having an MBA, went through business school. Any business has four forces working on it. The forces are external and then internal. One, as you described, is economics. It's how wealthy they are and what the economy is outside of them. Two is political. Okay. What is the politics of the country, of the environment outside them? Okay. And inside them. Three is social, the one you're focusing on here. What is the social environment inside the company and the social environment outside of the company? Four is ethics. What is the integrity of the company inside and what's the integrity of the company outside? Those four forces are working on every business, every day, and every second. And what happens is these guys that say, just make money, does that mean you basically line yourselves up with organized crime and basically corrupt legislation in Congress that puts your fellow businesses out of destroy their economy so you can get rich and you don't care about what you've done? I think that's called criminality. Where is the investigation through RICO? Where is the investigation through antitrust to break them up? You know, so those are some of the parts that are missing here. These companies need to be broken apart through antitrust, and these executives need to be locked up. And we also need to start doing some seizures and forfeitures. That's what's missing out of this equation, as I see it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you touched on it with extortion, blackmail. They get these politicians and even the business leaders, religious leaders, you name it, and you know, we've got the system where, you know, you keep an eye on somebody, you set them up, you get something on them, and then they do your bidding. You know, it's pretty much, and that's really, and there's been a lack of willingness to do what you just said. Probably a lot of it, the people who can do it are being blackmailed not to do such. You know, and it's all corrupt. I mean, and people, I think, the power of the purse, people need to get serious. I don't know if there's a good website out there that where you can boycott Google, boycott Microsoft, boycott Facebook, use Adblock. I believe it's good for Chrome, but I use it on Firefox. My web browser is called Adblock. You don't even see most of the ads. You know, Twitter, I don't know how they're making any money. I go on Twitter, I don't see a single ad. Facebook is pretty much the same way. So if you can use something like Adblock, you can actually boycott these companies. I use Linux. I don't even use Microsoft products if I can avoid it at all. I use a Linux web operating system on my computer. So there's ways. Yeah, so people really have to get serious about hurting these companies where it counts, where they care about. Not spending, not going to Hollywood movies and watching Hollywood TV when they're, you know, as corrupt as they are. I mean, and you're right, there needs to be. I'm hoping Trump will actually do what you just said and really drain the swamp. It's what needs to be done. It's the righteous thing to do. And people need to, like, really, I don't want to get, spiritual on you, but, like, people need to realize, you know, that there is an accounting to be made after this life. You know, and a lot of people, you know, they don't really think, well, I'll just do what I want to do and nothing's going to matter. Well, it does matter. It matters eternally and to the maximum that it could matter is what you do in this life. And these companies really need to get a conscience, and there needs to be some, accounting in on earth where, you know, like you said, they need to be taken to court, go to jail, pay fines, and be shamed, be embarrassed. I mean, there should be a website where it's like a, where you name people that have done these things and just they should be ostracized in society. People should, like, point the finger of shame at these people. You know, that might help. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. What we got to do is all politics is start looking in your local community, pick and choose battles who you wanted to make some changes to, because it's going to be the American people at the local level that are going to start making these changes. If you expect, it goes like this: let the people lead and the leaders will follow. Don't expect the leadership to change. You know, there's a lot of hope for what Trump's going to do, but if you look at all the people he surrounded him, you know, he said he's going to drain the swamp, but hey, he hired the swamp, you know, so there's some issues there. And if you want to
I'm holding, you know, I think it's the art of the deal, a lot of this. I mean, you can't just come in, you know, with nobody, you know, that knows what they're doing. You have to have somebody kind of an insider that knows their way around the system a little bit, and hopefully these people, you know, have grown a conscience, and they realize that, you know, they need to do the right thing. I mean, it's not too late to do the right thing, I tell people, you know. You can't change the past, but you can affect the future. You know, you live in the present, and you can change, you know, the bad behavior of the past. If you really want to, but you've got to want to. And maybe I'm hoping some of these people realize that, you know, what they've been a part of as just is unrighteous behavior, and they need to, you know, start working on being righteous. And righteous only means to be in right standing. It's doing the right thing. You can say it's in right standing with God, following God's will, but it's doing the right thing. You know, and I think we all inherently know what's right. If we don't put ourselves first, I mean, people become depressed sometimes. You hear people, well, I'm depressed, and I ask them, well, when's the last time you have done something for someone other than yourself? I mean, if you're walking down the street and pick up a piece of trash, piece of litter, and you make your neighborhood look better, okay, now you can, every time you walk past that spot again, you say, well, I did something good. It looks nicer now, you know, because I did something for somebody else. I did something for the neighborhood. I'm just not focused on myself. And that's, people get depressed because they only focus on themselves. They're not focusing on the bigger picture, on community, you know, on helping others. When you help someone else, that will make you feel better because it gives you something to think about. When you're looking in the mirror, man, I did something good for someone else, and it wasn't just a selfish act. I'm not, you know, go ahead.
Right. You're right, and what we need to do, and realize it is an economic war. You know, if you look at a war, 90% of war is economic, and what we need to do is bring the economy back into the local communities and not let the globalists take it out. And that means looking at everything you do and how you spend your money each day, and how does it invest in the local economy versus investing in the global economy. The reality is we got a mixture of both. But we can change what we call our global footprint and make it a local footprint, economic footprint. And that's something we all can strive to do on a day-by-day basis by starting to think about it. And I hope that's the messages people get from this. And also, like you said, you know, I would go in front of your school boards, I'd go in front of your local community, even your county community, your senators and your congressmen, and basically take them to task. If you're not standing up for, you know, getting us out of the wars in the Middle East and Afghanistan, if you're not for basically creating jobs in America and putting a stop to these globalists, why should we support you? You know, you want to basically support a foreign entity. Hey, you know, government in India appreciates your business. Why don't you register as a lobbyist for them and get out of pretending you're representing the people's interests working in government? We need to start embarrassing the living heck out of these people, you know, who are doing this.
Exactly.
We got
right.
We have.
All right. Well, thanks.
Caller, all right. All right. You got it. Okay, folks. This is the National Intel Report for John Stadtmiller. John is out sick tonight. The call number is 800-313-9443, and I believe we have another caller. Is that correct? And who is that? Okay, all right, we'll talk to the other caller on the other side of the break. I believe it's Ken from Fort Worth and Mark from Philadelphia.
No reason to get excited.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Welcome back to RBN. This is the National Intel Report. John Stadtmiller is out sick tonight, and he asked me to substitute for him. This is Art from Philly. Calling number is 800-313-9443. We got three callers pending. First is Ken from Fort Worth, Mark from Philadelphia, Fred from Iowa. So let's bring up Ken from Fort Worth.
Yeah, you there?
Yes.
Okay. If you try to apply for a corporation to become a corporation, the first thing on it says that you have to make money.
Correct.
That don't mean you will, but you got to have bookwork to show that you're trying to make money, and if you just purposely not make money, they'll take it away from you. You got to show how you're trying. Yeah, you can write your debts off, you know, but you got to, that's the whole purpose, just to make money.
Correct. That doesn't. Well, hey, bank robbers trying to make money too.
Who bank robbers?
Only some of these guys run into financial businesses.
What's not the same thing? You know, you're talking about JFK. Get on YouTube. Put on Jackie shot JFK, and there you will see she evidently pulled a Derringer out of her pocket and shot him straight up with a .41 caliber Derringer.
That's a nice, interesting story.
To start with. Let me give you run something by you. Let's just say it's the Dallas Morning News, and they got a headline out the next day.
Right.
Jack, you okay? The driver got shot. JFK, Jack, you okay? Jack, he got shot. JFK, okay? They wanted one headline. JFK died. Period. Now, how could they guarantee that?
Because they control the media.
Yeah. But if she shot him straight up with a .40 caliber Derringer.
So what's the point? So what's the point?
Just study it. Just go on it and see what you think about it. Yeah, there was some shots. I think somebody fired three shots from the school book depository. I don't think Oswald did it. Maybe Mauser. I mean, Malcolm did it with a Mauser. I don't know. And then the one
Billy
shot
Solis.
Hit the...
Yeah. What? It was Billy Solis who was in the depository. LBJ's friend.
I can't hear you too good.
Okay, it was Billy Solis. Who was part of LBJ's crew that was identified by his fingerprint being up there in the sniper's den in the depository.
Did I say Malcolm? Malcolm? That's possible.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that picture of JFK standing by that skull and bones with the clock, with the grandfather's clock? You ever seen that picture?
No, I didn't, but, if you've seen it, I just haven't seen it.
He could have put his hand on Malcolm's shoulder. They knew each other. It looked like a skull and bones hit.
It's one thing to kill a president.
JFK was there.
Yeah. What's the point you want to get? If you look at noplaceforcorruption.com there, I did quite a bit of analysis on the JFK situation. And there's a book there called Taken of America 1-2-3. It talks about the power control group. The same people, the same power control group that took out JFK is the same people in power right now.
Yeah, probably. When I was in the Army when JFK got shot my boss. I was making $72 a month. And then in 1964 was the last year of silver. In 65, it was half silver. So, did they kill him just to get us off of silver, period?
I mean, it was a combination of reasons why they killed him, okay? The best way to look at it is, like, who rose to power from the JFK assassination? Who became, who rose to the top? Look at LBJ. Who
right.
put him in power? LBJ was put in power by Joe Bonanno. Okay, do you remember that? It was JFK, Joe Kennedy Sr., who talked to Joe Bonanno and says, if you want the Chicago Syndicate to support JFK, you got to get LBJ on the ticket. Okay, look who were the three people that worked under Joe Bonanno who were implicated in the JFK assassination. There's a book called The Hoffa Wars by Modello, and it talks about the split of the American Mafia from what they called the Northern Mafia to the Southern Mafia. Joe Bonanno was the Southern Mafia. His three underbosses, Santos Traficante, Carlos Marcellus, and Sam
right.
Giancana. Right.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious what was going on there. So I got some other calls here, so I'm going to move on.
Okay, nice talking to
you. You got it. Okay. All right, we've got Mark from Philadelphia. Welcome to the show, Mark. All right, we got a break, so it looks like we'll talk to Mark on the other side of the break. Then we got Fred, Bruce from Texas, and John from Rancho, from California. All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
National Intel Report for John Stadtmiller. John is out tonight. This is Art from Philly subbing in for him. Call number is 800-313-9443 and taking the next caller, which is Mark from Philadelphia. Welcome.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay, good. Please pardon me in case I have some phone issues because I had to reconnect. I wanted to ask you about Lockheed Martin just announcing that they're going to they want to make the F-22 Raptor. They want to shift that production over to India. Had you heard that?
Yes, you mean the F-16, and they turned it down.
The F-16.
Yeah, they turned it down.
Who turned it down?
India. They don't want it.
Well, they did? Okay. Okay, good. By the way, I just learned during doing more research on Cerberus Financial Management that when I did the research on that, I found out the 100 top subcontractors to the U.S. government, and Lockheed Martin's number one. I guess you knew that probably, huh?
Yeah, up there with Northrop Grumman, Boeing, they're all up there.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you about this Cerberus Capital Management. As I looked deeper into that, and I shared, I think I shared with you guys, where they own the oldest firearms manufacturer in the United States. They yes. also, they've got their fingers in a lot of pies, including DynCorp International, which my understanding is Catherine Austin Fitz brought
to DynCorp has been... Right.
Pardon?
I know DynCorp has had reported in the newspapers in Washington, D.C., the technology papers. They've had major issues with public corruption inside the company going back for decades. So I haven't really looked too deep into DynCorp, but I know that they've had those issues published. So go ahead. Let's see what you got to say.
Okay. Had you heard that DynCorp was involved in Child Protective Services, and they have something to do? There's some kind of tie-in with the stealing children from parents, families. Had you heard that?
I heard there was the contract for Child Protective Services at the federal level. Was bouncing around. I know CSC had a Computer Science Corporation had a file. I knew DynCorp was one of the players involved with it. I'm not sure what their role was. They usually, when they're corrupt, they usually get these contracts and they just totally mess it up, you know, make it non-functional. So it wouldn't surprise me, given that they probably didn't know what they were doing, it wouldn't surprise me what came out of it, but let's hear it.
Well, I just wanted to bring that up because of this, anyway, I just wanted to bring that to your attention about DynCorp. The other thing I'd like to share with your audience is that, there's a good movie. It's called The Corporation, and you can find it, Google it. It's called the movie, it's the movie called The Corporation, The Pathological Pursuit of Profit and Power. It's really good for people to watch. It's a couple hours long. But it helps to connect a lot of dots with how these corporations have been, what they're up to. And the connecting dots moment for me was to find out who's central to all of these different corporations, and we know who that is, and that's the tribe. And one of the previous callers talked about he couldn't understand, you know, how people could go along with this. Well, when they infiltrate our churches, and they tell us that this group, this tribe, are the chosen people, and they repeat that over and over and over through multiple generations of families in these United States, in our Christian churches, and they falsely inform them about this group, that's the big problem, because people cannot ever fathom that the chosen people would do bad things. But, again, I'd like to remind people that this year is the 50th year anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty, and Israel was behind that. Our bestest friend is the one that attacked our ship. Why did they attack our ship? If they're our best friend, why did they attack our ship? Why did they kill our men? Why did they deny it? That's what I want to know. And the other one is 9/11 missing links. People need to watch 9/11 missing links. It will connect the dots for a lot of people. So you do great work there, Art, and I really appreciate you being there because you help keep me keen here, keep me sharp.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for your call, Mark. We have Fred from Iowa. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hi, Art. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes. Yes. How do I sound for you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound great.
I'm at war with the whore of Babylon to expose her, the whore of Babylon.
She How are you? Okay, but...
The world.
Well, you can't fight the world. What you can do is fight the issues that are local to your community. So how do you want to do it locally?
You're coming in broken up, Art, but I will continue.
Okay.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a third world war. In fact, I damn near say there isn't going to be a third world war. There is going to be numerous wars where there's going to be killing women and children. That's going to continue and get greater. And all the governments are controlled and in collusion. And the United States government is the second power that controls the military and the military power. And if you don't want a war, don't join the military. Very simple. Now, where I live, there's a lot of Russians and Ukrainians. I talk to them a lot. The children interpret for me mainly because the older ones can't speak good English, if at all. They don't want war. People in Russia don't want war. People in any nation don't want war. So don't be stupid and join the war to kill women and children. But...
All right, Fred. I got about 3 minutes. I got to get some more callers. So let's hear you summarize it the best you can.
Did you get my message?
Yes, I did.
Second power in the world is the United States. It has the temporal power. That means the power of the sword. Listen, people, try to figure that out. Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye.
Thank you, Fred. All right, we got Bruce from Texas. Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Yes, Art, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Yes, the caller, I guess two callers before the last one, brought up the issue of JFK and alleged that it was actually Jackie who pulled the trigger. I concur 100%. I attempted to broach the subject with Mike Rivero. He immediately cut me off and didn't even give me a chance to even lay it out. I'm going to be real quick here. I'm a former paramedic and also spent 8 years in the U.S. military. And I've seen many traumatic injuries. I've treated many traumatic injuries. And it never really clicked in my head when I would watch the film how exactly the bullet would cause the injury to JFK to cause his skin. Basically, he had a degloving injury to his facial structure. It flopped up and kind of almost peeled directly off his skull. Now, a point-blank range shot expels a tremendous amount of gases at high velocity, and that is a mechanism that will affect that injury. Do you follow me?
Well, it's already been proven. The CIA admitted they played a role in the assassination of JFK. I already talked to the other caller, showing that organized crime played a role in it. If you go look at the Nixon administration's library in Yorba Linda, California, you'll see his top benefactors is Walter Annenberg, whose father Moses was one of the leaders of the Chicago Syndicate, and Max Fisher, one of the leaders of the Detroit Purple Gang, known as Murder Incorporated. And those were the two leaders that rose to power that Nixon talked about. So it's clear to me that the CIA and the Chicago Syndicate played a major role in the assassination of JFK by seeing who rose to power from the way it came about. And that same exact power structure is who rose to power after 9/11, Sheldon Adelson. So, and also we have Jack Ruby, who was working for the Brockman crime family, and also an informant for Richard Nixon, who shot Lee Harvey Oswald. But, you know, if you want to go, I'm not going to focus in on what you're saying. I'm looking at how things rose to power, looking at the after effect, cue bono. That's how you can see who really controls it. And why did Sheldon Adelson rise to power after 9/11?
I think it's just a shame that, Jim Fetzer, who's allegedly the foremost authority on the JFK assassination, he also withdraws immediately when that subject is brought up. Is, oh, Jackie loved him. Like, how does he know that, for one? And for two, how many people really know that Jackie spent a month on the island of a future husband Onassis in Greece prior to the assassination? There was a website called JackieKilledJFK.blogspot.com. The owner of that website laid it out perfectly. That site is now gone.
I will take that as fake news. I mean, me and you disagree on that. I look at that as fake news. Jackie Kennedy was running at the back of the limo saying she was picking up the brains of her husband that got blown out to the back end of his head. Okay. So it wasn't from the Texas repository. It was from basically from the front end. And, you know, I'm looking at who came to power, who controls us now, who's outsourcing all the jobs. And I'm sure it's not Santa Claus.
Okay, I'm going to jump from that because that's not the reason I called. I was watching on PBS last night a program, I believe it's called BBC World News.
Right, I want to comment on something. Public Broadcasting Network is owned and controlled by the Annenberg Institute, whose father, Moses Annenberg, worked for Capone. So tell me about PBS.
Yeah, no, but this is interesting, though, because this is an inadvertent leak of something that I haven't been aware of, and I never heard of it before and discussed anywhere in the alternative press.
Right.
They were covering this camp in Greece that the people that are stuck there and the smugglers that are helping them get to mainland Europe, what have you. Well, when they focused in on a ledger sheet posted up on the bulletin board for the refugees that are due to leave and arrivals, that they had Palestinian Authority and Palestine.
Right.
Two long rows. Now, I thought those people were locked in. How are they making it? Are they being expelled? Is this kind of like going through the back doors of Israel, basically ethnically cleansing the occupied, the Palestinian territories,
right,
by pushing with the rest of these refugees?
Right. Also remember Wallace Annenberg, the daughter of Walter Annenberg, basically says her mother, Rose Dunkelberg, to say her aunt, Rose Dunkelberg, out of Canada, set up the Zionist Organization of Canada, and Wallace Annenberg herself, who runs the charter schools in Los Angeles, says, I am a Zionist. So you're telling me that the media she puts out is being fair and balanced? I don't believe it.
Okay, thank you. I'll listen to this call coming.
So thank you for your call. All right, John from California, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening, Art. Good to talk to you. It's the first time I've ever talked to you on the phone, but I just want to disagree very respectfully with a couple of your previous callers. We're talking about corporations and their main objective, their main role or goal is to make money. That certainly is up there, but I would argue that they have especially smaller, one or two man or five or ten person corporations. They could still make their money if they have a good product to sell, whether it's a product or a service or equipment or whatever it is. But their main goal in becoming a corporation is to take advantage of that thing called the corporate shield or the corporate veil, which makes it much harder to sue a corporation and to get something out of them than if a person were just an individual, if the suits were individual to individual. It also, I ran across a small one-man shows. I'm a consulting electrical engineer, and I found that in the past, I've got to be very careful when I deal with small one-man, two-man companies, that I got special language in my contract, because what happens is, in the past, I'd go to send people a bill, when I'm all done with my work, and find out that not only do they not return my calls, but they've also disbanded as a corporation. They went bankrupt, or they stopped the corporation. You know, they're no longer a corporation. They I'm just left holding the invoice. You know, so that it gives anyone who wants to be a corporation a motivation to act improperly I'm not saying it happens in all cases or even most cases. I'm just saying it's there. I've seen several cases, you probably have too, where a corporation goes out of business, not since they're going out of business, and the employees don't find out until they show up for work the next morning, and you know, all of a sudden the waiters and waitresses and the cooks, they're all out, their last 2 weeks' worth of wages, and, you know, then they're just SOL, you know. So that's the type of thing that I see, not real often, but you know, not that infrequently either. So it does happen, and the whole thing with the corporation, even a large corporation, it perpetuates this myth about how the income tax, and I'm not sure if you've ever gotten into this, Art, the income tax they encourage the income tax, people to pay the income tax and to fill out a W-2 form. And if they got a contract, corporation's got a contract with an independent like me, they demand that I fill out a W-9 form, so saying that I volunteer to be a taxpayer. Well, I think the whole thing with the income tax for most people is just being fraudulently misenforced by the IRS with the collaboration of Congress.
We're coming up on a break, John. If you want to hold over, I'll hold over. If you want to, we got a break, so I'll talk to you on the other side if you want to.
Yeah, I'll stay. Okay.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
G'day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is the National Intel Report for John Stettmiller. This is Art from Philly subbing in tonight. Call number is 800-313-9443. Talking to John from California. And And then we have Mark from Florida. John, I'll make a comment here. Are you aware that the city of San Diego is run by organized crime right now, the Cosa Nostra? And the way this came about, first they tried to take it over through waste management systems. You see all the waste management trash cans all over the place. And then what happened after? Then they tried to, they actually succeeded with the Anti-Defamation League through Ramona Sampson, Morris Casuto, and Jerry Sanders. Nothing but a front for the Chicago Syndicate on the Cosa Nostra side of it. And then the next guy, I forget his name, who got caught in the scandals with the ladies. So you've had
Much about it, no, but I am aware of what waste management is involved in the past out here in the Inland Empire of Southern California. So
waste management system started here in Philadelphia, known as. Okay, so it was really a Jewish-owned Cosa Nostra business that got absorbed into the Chicago Syndicate. But go ahead.
I just wanted to just sum up about corporations. Corporations provide that corporate veil or corporate shield to all the employees and directors and officers of the corporation. It protects their personal possessions against the lawsuits. It takes quite a bit to pierce that corporate veil, and does give them a motivation to maybe not always act properly in many occasions. And they also encourage the promulgation. They promulgate the action of the fraudulent income tax for all its employees and anyone else who does work for that company. And I just want to give a shout to Fred from Iowa. He's absolutely right about some of these young kids should be chastised or should be told by the Catholic Church instead of the Catholic pastor saying, "Well, we'll pray for them and we'll honor them and put their picture up." The pastors should be telling these young kids that they should not be going into these wars in which people in a country that are 8,000 miles away from us, who have no ability or no threat to us whatsoever, sitting here in California or Philadelphia, and the military, they're slaughtering people just for the benefit of installing central banking and having our large corporations plunder the wealth of these countries, and I think it's just a shame that there are not more outspoken people on that very subject, not only on just this radio network, but everywhere else in the media. Anyway, that's about it, Art. So thanks for giving me the voice.
Thank you for your call, John.
Okay, bye. Right.
We got Mark from Florida. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you, Art. Real fast, not my point, but could one say that Wayne Huizenga is a shyster?
I didn't follow. I don't know the details from Wayne, but tell me what you think about him. Are you talking about when I read the article on foreign affairs?
Waste management.
Oh, waste management. Okay. I know it's run by the syndicate. It still is.
That's just yes or no. My main point is, or request or whatever, have you written a timeline of events that on this day this happened, which led to this happening, which led to this happening, of events to publish? And you could title it, "These Things, Believe It or Not, These Things Really Happened." And go down the line of what happened and spell it out.
Yes, I did. It's called NoPlaceForCorruption.com. It's a free PDF file you can download. Okay, we got a break. If you want to stay, I'll see you on the other side. Calling up. Okay, this is the end of the show. Thank you guys for calling in, and thank you, Mark. And have a good night, y'all.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.